I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What is this? It's like the Ken Wright fan club in here tonight.
I got to tell you, it's an episode of This Is Your Life. Yeah, you guys are the best part of it.
So what you don't see in the studio right now is that they all trickled in for tonight's show. And who are they, Ken?
Oh, they're my former former subordinates, technically speaking.
This group of miscreants right here don't look like they would be subordinate about anything.
They're not subordinate to anything, and I salute all of them and put them all on a pedestal.
It is a rock and roll happy hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Mason Ale Works, your everyday beer for every situation, from Respeto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach, to their rich, smooth cash Imperial Coffee Stout, ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Ale Works has you covered. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego craft beer saint, Mr. Ken Wright. We decided we were canonizing you last week.
We toyed with that idea. I didn't know it took. Did you get the letter from the Vatican yet?
I'm still working on it. I DM Francis, but he has not hit me back yet.
Yeah. He's busy. Busy man.
So tonight is, I guess you know what the date is, right?
It's 4/20.
And Phil and I have been talking about doing a show like this for decades now. Tonight is Phil's Psychedelia Circus. Phil, Beer Jesus, has... You know,
the original beer Jesus.
The original beer
way.
Jesus.
Let's
now,
be clear
Phil,
about
get up
that.
On that microphone because.
Original recipe beer Jesus.
Yeah.
We have been talking about
secret
doing.
Secret herbs and spices.
A night of really funky beers and mind altering music. And what better day than 4/20?
You know, it's all coming together, man. It's like somebody planned this.
Nobody ever plans to get. Oh, never mind. Well, I'm not going to go that. So we have Phil from Modern Times. I know Dan is here. Who are these other former subordinates of yours?
All right. Well, we've got Phil, of course. We've got Dan. We've got Brad. We've got Samantha. And last but not least, we've got Justin.
What if he forgot one of
them? Would have been embarrassing. It's like, yeah, what was his? And, you know, I thought about going with last names, and I thought, no, I'm going too far. I don't want to go out on that limb.
Phil and Dan, why are you snuggling on the microphone?
Felt right.
We're sharing a mic.
I get that, but you guys both don't have to talk at the same time.
Don't they?
Don't.
I lost the bet.
All right, so in addition to being 4/20 and Phil's Psychedelia Circus, you guys have something huge coming up with Modern Times. May 19th?
19th.
So we're drinking funky beers tonight because of the Festival of Funk coming to San Diego. You guys are doing it at Golden Hall this year.
Yep.
All right, fine. You guys are going to be...
Dan is very eloquent.
I need to get alcohol in you guys so I can actually start to get more than one word answers. This isn't Coachella, bro.
That is why I hired Dan to be a tour guide, is because he just has a way with words like nobody's business.
See Dan going,
yeah.
Lauder tank. Whirlpool. Yeah. Beer. Brew kettle.
Yeah. Dolphin pen.
Yeah.
They don't know. They're not listening.
No. And we all know dolphin pen is a euphemism for something we can't actually say on the air.
Bong? All right. No.
Yes.
What's our first beer tonight? Because we're going to do some funky beers, and I'm thirsty.
Moon Silver.
What is Moon Silver?
Oh, I know. It sounds fancy. It is a kettle sour we did up in Portland, which is our brewery that just got open at the end of January. And it's with strawberry, guava, and kiwi.
Oh, that's strawberry just delightful.
Guava. Wait, and you opened a brewery in Portland?
Damn right we did.
Yeah, we did.
Wait. How many places is Modern Times? This is Modern Times in Portland, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So we have four now. So there is Point Loma, the Loma Land Fermentorium, the Flavor Dome in North Park, the Dankness Dojo in L.A., and then Portland, we've got our Belmont Fermentorium, and then we just announced we're actually opening in Santa Barbara, as well as Encinitas and Anaheim, which we're already on the docket.
Oh. Phil, you so crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, so you guys are busy.
Yeah. No, it's super chill.
No, it's chill. It's totally chill.
It's a party every day.
No, what it is, a party is what's in this glass. I mean,
wow.
it is a
damn,
beautiful
is
guava
good.
Color, and you're getting all the fruit notes out of it and just a subtle tartness on the back end. This feels like if I let it sit around and get warm, it would explode. I mean, it still feels like there's unattenuated fruit in there.
It's got like about, what, 4,200 pounds of fruit.
4,200 pounds of, yes.
No, it is 4,200 pounds of fruit for the, I think it was a 60-barrel batch we did.
Yeah.
And it is, like for strawberry, there's actually a dehydrated strawberry powder. So all the versions we've tried like actual whole fruit for it. Sometimes you get like a plasticky phenolic taste from the seeds in the strawberry.
We don't like that.
So they found something that looks like basically, you know, I'm trying to think of the best way to use this.
Kool-Aid?
Term. Yeah, like strawberry Kool-Aid powder.
Yes.
But it's natural. It's frost. It's deeply expensive because it's all from natural strawberries where they basically just, you know, dehydrate it down. Justin, you've
deeply,
worked with the stuff, right?
Deeply.
It's
expensive.
Like Sando, when I was talking to him about it, it's his least favorite thing because you'd look at him at the end and his whole beard and face would be covered.
With just a good dead-eyed stare.
Yeah, exactly.
It's his specialty.
He wouldn't even blink.
No.
But it's, yeah, it tastes kind of like.
This is amazing. Now. What makes it sour? I mean, is it...
It's a kettle sour, so and unlike some of the stuff we'll talk about...
That was
about,
a softball question. Obviously, I know what makes it sour.
Yeah, this guy taught listeners. Me everything I know. Yeah. This man's a genius.
That we know because of Ken.
Yeah, that's not even an exaggeration whatsoever. But it's kettle sour, so basically we're using lactobacillus, technically, I think, bacteria.
It's kind of yogurty.
Yes. Just roll it, guys. Yes, it is.
Damn right.
No,
she keeps saying that.
She loves the yogurt.
So is this available right now, or is this one of those for the private club only?
This is right now. This is
tasting room.
Every day at our tasting room.
Every day in your tasting room?
Until it's gone. Yeah.
Wow.
Until
this is amazing.
So act quickly, guys.
And I got to tell you, such pretty cans. And to Modern Times credit, I recall you guys have been lauded for the graphics on your cans.
We've been celebrated.
Yes. Celebrated, mm-hmm. Lauded.
Blogs, yeah. Everything. People just, yeah. I think that attention was pretty early on for us, was just making incredibly focused, you know, quality beers, as well as just, you know, exploring different, like, routes for the actual cans on the outside with the art, you know, going.
Yeah, and if you stare at this deeply enough, you can see, like, a space shuttle in there.
Again, drift off to this.
Ooh.
Since we're doing Phil's Psychedelia Circus.
Whoa.
What wouldn't be without a little entrance?
Yeah.
It's Grim Reaper Blues as we start the Rock and Roll Happy Hour, and cheers to you, my friend. Music from Phil from Modern Times. It is Phil's Psychedelia Circus and the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. 13th floor elevators. You're going to miss me, along with the Moon Silver from Modern Times. Amazing, amazing beer. I almost felt bad for knocking it down so quickly, but I know we got a lot of drinks to get through. Ken, did you smoke a bowl or something?
What?
Zeus, you are off the... Are you late for church?
I can't stop laughing. I'm late for church.
Don't finish the rest of that. I know what goes with the rest of that statement. I was looking at Dan's Instagram.
Look up Dan Reed's Instagram. Look it up.
Tonight we're drinking funky beers for 420 with our friends from Modern Times. Their Festival of Funk coming May 19th. Golden Hall downtown. Tickets, I imagine we can get them from your website, Phil?
Yep.
Or Dan. Phil Dan.
I'm taking the helm. We got tickets available on our website. General admission is available. VIP is already sold out.
Of course it is.
But it's going to be a whole bunch of amazing breweries all in one spot. We're going to
So it's not just Modern Times. You guys bring in other people.
Yeah, I think we have something in the neighborhood of 40 different breweries from all over the world coming out. Basically, we're pretty... persnickety with the breweries that we invite to this.
You guys are pretty persnickety on any given day.
Right now. I'm aware that I said it. We're all aware of it. Babe, dog.
Thank you, though. It's one thing to be persnickety and say, oh, I'm not persnickety, but it's one thing to be persnickety and own the brand.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you're not high maintenance when you're the most high maintenance person there is. I've seen my wife go through it with brides, all right? Let's just do... Anybody who says, I'm not high maintenance, lies!
Yeah.
That is all lies!
I'm not drama.
There, see, right there.
I'm not even about drama. I'm about vape church. And that's it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be an amazing lineup of beers and breweries at Golden Hall on May 19th. You should buy tickets. If you don't, you're stupid.
can I quote you on that?
Yeah, totally. It's out there now. So.
Buy tickets or you're dumb. Thank you. Well, what is dumb is the color of our next beer. This can't be beer. This must be wine, right? Are you guys doing wine now?
Justin, you want to explain
yet.
This?
That's actually a killer intro. So this one is Wizard and Graft Chapter 2 with cherries.
Did you just say Wizard and Graft Chapter 2 with cherries?
Yep. It does sound like a sitcom or like a buddy or a buddy movie, you know.
Whoa, this thing is funky, man.
So it's a crazy, just super red color. It's funny you mentioned wine. So part of this beer, this is a really cool like intro from like kind of a combination of cider world meets beer world meets wine world.
Whoa.
So this one is a collaboration with our friends over at Shaxbury Cider. They actually sent us some cider that was a combination of Basque apples and some apples that they raise on their own orchards.
Basque
apples.
Country.
Yeah.
But like you don't know about Basque apples?
Basque apples! Dude, that is Basque apples!
So we took some of their cider. We blended it with a beer that we were aging in red wine barrels. We took a little bit of that one and actually aged it in amphora. That's not. I know. That's a. It's
is that
not
a Sephora. Is that a legal drug?
Amphora. We used to age in Sephora, but you know.
That's like a Greek vase.
It's totally not a term you're going to hear a whole lot in brewing these days. But amphoras are terracotta clay vessels.
Dang.
We actually have two of them. We like to age beer in. They kind of contribute minerality. They give a sort of a.
Wait, did you say minerality?
Minerality. Yeah.
Dude, that is that's the word of the day.
Spread it around.
Yeah, minerality.
So they're totally commonly seen in a lot of natural wines. That's why it's like a really cool, like we take inspiration from the wine world. We're super big fans of really good cider, which is what Shaxbury does. So with this collaboration, we were trying to make just something that represented the apples that they're super passionate about, the beer that we take out of barrels that we're really passionate about, and also amphora that we just, like, love using. Anybody who stops by, like, our barrel warehouse just automatically takes notice of these two giant clay vessels.
Wait, so people can see the amphora? The plural of amphora, by the way, is amphorae.
Now you're just making things up.
No, I am not. Look it up, dude. It's true. Totally true.
Yeah.
It's Greek.
So basically, we just racked this beer out of everything, threw it onto Ballantin cherries, Montmorency cherries, whole cherries. And you get basically the beer that you have right here.
This is gorgeous.
And it tastes like pie.
It's, I mean, there's so many layers of flavor.
The taste, it tastes like pie. Cut to the taste.
But are we drinking something that people can get a hold of? Or is this like, it was out and gone like that?
This is on
an
upcoming sale.
Yeah, I
don't want to
do that.
All right. Phil will gladly pitch it.
And now the marketing department.
Welcome. Hi. So this, as well as a few other beers we're talking about tonight, will be up on our next online sale, which goes live
Sunday at 10 a.m. Quantities are limited.
Get your credit cards. We're here.
Is it $19.99 and you can actually get two for that price if you call now?
It's easy.
Only if you pay shipping and handling, Ken. No Schedule One drugs were ingested during the performance of tonight's Rock and Roll Happy Hour on All 94.9.
Schedule
Church?
Vape Church. Whoa.
Although Vape Church is being shouted from the halls of the Intercom sixth floor here in Granite Ridge, and I don't know why.
Because this station has turned into like a giant mystery van scoop.
Like, hey, man.
I don't know, Raggy. Why is it so foggy in here?
Dude, I can listen to you do that all night long. Keep going.
Let's just do that until the end.
Tonight it's Phil's Psychedelia Circus. Phil from Modern Times brought some of his friends and some funky beers. We are drinking those in honor of the Festival of Funk happening May 19th. Golden Hall, downtown, tickets on sale right now. VIP sold out, but oh, so many delicious beers like Wizard and Graft Chapter 2 with cherries, which we put with the Black Angels, River of Blood, and Tame Impala Be Above It. And now this looks completely different. This I'm familiar with. These are hazy IPAs. I like this. Well, they like the last ones too. What is this hazy IPA that's in front of me? Because it came out of a really, very, really, really, really cool looking can.
Sounds like Dan Reed has a lot
Dan
to say about
the man! Wait, hold on. No. Can someone besides Dan take this beer? Because he's just going to go.
Sam.
Hazy
Sam,
beer.
Sam.
All right.
Sam. Give me the lowdown, Sam.
So we have a Fountain of Paradise, which is a hazy double IPA. It is hopped with Enigma, Nugget, Citra, and Mosaic hops. Nugget.
Yeah. Sure. Dank nugs.
So many dank nugs, Brad. Thanks for asking.
So many dank nugs, Brad.
So the flavor profile we're looking at here is kind of a really fruity, ripe tropical mango fruits flavors, and a little bit of strawberry and vanilla on the finish. Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
I was just kind of massaging around in my mouth, getting all these wonderful hoppiness.
Right. Sweet, sweet, but not cloying.
Jeremy, I love it when you talk dirty.
Dissipates, though. Doesn't linger, the sweetness.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Easy to drink,
right? So,
what would you say the ABV on this was?
8.5.
Oh, this is way easy drinking for 8.5. Yeah. This is dangerous.
No joke.
Great mouthfeel.
Yeah.
Absolutely delicious.
They say mouthfeel again, but look at me in the eyes when you say that. Come on, Jeremy, do it.
Not going back to your days at the U.S. Grant, my friend. I am not the bus boy you're taking home tonight.
No. Is he the blood boy you're taking
home? The blood, your own personal blood boy.
Good
Lord.
A lot
of off-air content making an end of this.
People are listening and saying, huh?
What? No wonder this is a 420 show. Fountain of Paradise, Hazy Double IPA. Once again, availability on this, I have to know because I need more of this.
Oh, this will be on sale in our special release sale on Sunday.
This is another one of the Sunday beers. Yep. This is like Wizard and Graft Chapter 2 with cherries.
Yep. Yeah, I think we have eight or nine total beverages going on sale. We also have a cold brew coffee that's in cans that's going on sale on Sunday that I would highly recommend. It is super delicious.
Because you guys do your own coffee thing, right?
Hmm?
You guys do your own coffee thing. Like you have your own roaster and everything.
Yeah, we are we're an award-winning roaster.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
He says, we're an award-winning roaster.
We
I have many leather-bound books. No, my apartment smells
of
fine mahogany.
Coffee for our Black House blends, and it ended up being extremely delicious. So we expanded the coffee roasting program, and now we do a ton of single origins, barrel-aged beans. We do a lot of blends. We got number 2 blend in the world. In 2015. That's a real thing that happened.
Year number 2. The seeds in the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. Phil's Psychedelia Circus tonight for 420. It is Phil from Modern Times along with a whole bunch of your friends from, Modern Times.
They're my friends first, too.
Yes.
They out there.
Well, plus, you know, they're also, I still think it's crazy that we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people, Ken, that you all kind of birthed into the craft beer world.
Literally. My yes. babies. My children. My beautiful children. Yes, yeah, C-section.
He brewed you guys.
I brewed
and look
them.
Where you all wound up in the same place. Ken, can we get you a job with Modern Times?
I am far too old. Yeah, we've already established the median age.
But look at it. Look at all the benefits. It's an employee-owned company, and you know all the beer is amazing, and these are all your people.
How's your medical insurance plan?
How would you feel about assistant to the regional manager?
Assistant to the regional manager. I like it. Keep talking, Dan. I like it. I like it a lot.
Make some calls.
I mean, it beats weekend shifts at PCH.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we could work this out.
I'm trying to help you upgrade, man.
Appreciate it, man. thanks. This is the best Christmas ever.
Well,
it
I
is
mean,
Christmas,
they,
right?
They did bring 420? You a bottle of scotch, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, Sonic has been eyeing this, and I think we might be breaking into it a little
He's got
later.
A whiskey tooth, and we are not touching that until we are off the air and out of the studio.
Yeah.
Because
right now.
That is the devil.
Just 20 more minutes.
So our last beer, Fountain of Paradise Hazy Double IPA. That's going to be a hard beer to chase, but I think you might be able to do it with this next one. This is a double dry hopped version of your Orderville, right?
Take it, Brad.
Brad, yeah. Get it.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So Orderville is our most popular year round beer that we make all the time. Hazy IPA, super juicy, nice, really great beer. And then we just took that and kind of thought, how could we make it better? And usually the answer to that is add more hops.
More hops.
More hops. So that's what we did. So this actually has 3 times the amount of hops as normal Orderville, which is pretty crazy. It's over 4 pounds of barrel. So that's Mosaic. You Cannot used to be known as something else. but now they blame
Jerry. It was Jerry.
It was called Jerry's Hops.
Now it's called You Cannot. Nugget and Simcoe. So more dank nugs.
I was just going to say, it's not double dry hopped. It's double dray hopped.
Yeah. it's actually double dray hopped. This is brewed with
double dray hopped. Hell yes. Double dray hopped on the freeway in a G-way. Yes. I said that. Yes. I said it.
For having that much hops in this, there's no bitterness to this. Yeah, it is all super.
So, yes, because of the fact that it's like super, super dry hopped, you're just going to get a lot more of the flavor and aroma than the bitterness. So it's super, super aromatic, super, super flavorful.
Oh, wow.
Really, really tasty. 7.2%, so not super crazy on the alcohol, wow. But just really, really amazing.
This is so crushable.
My favorite. I can feel my glaucoma clearing up, too. What the hell is going on?
Well, they also dry hopped it with something called marijuana.
What does that mean?
Tobacco?
Is that a...
That's a hop from Humboldt.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I'll
educate you. Let me turn this mic off and I'll educate you.
The noise, the blessed noise, the Yardbirds. That is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Sorry, I had a flashback there hanging out with Swami. That was really crazy, man.
Those flaccid ash bags.
Blues Magoos before that. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Mason Aleworks, your everyday beer for every situation, from Respeto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach, to their rich, smooth, cash Imperial Coffee Stout, ideal for sitting around a campfire with your friends. Mason Aleworks has you covered. It's Jeremy with my friends tonight, our San Diego craft beer saint, Mr. Ken Wright. Also, Phil in... since it is his Psychedelia Circus, Phil from Modern Times, and all of your cronies, Dan and the rest of them.
No, Phil, Dan, Brad, Samantha, and Justin.
Thank you.
Justin.
And a huge shout out to Nikki Pena, who checked in tonight. Also, things you can't say on the radio or your lawyer gets mad. What's his name again?
David Israel, everybody. Yay! Ladies and gentlemen.
We're having a mind-bending experience.
Very quenching.
You said something about him being the Molly dealer at work or something?
I just want to give a quick shout-out to David Israel's Cayman Islands Drug Fund.
Jokes! We've got jokes! And a glass full of something that smells like chocolate. What is this last beer we're drinking tonight?
This is Barrel Aged Monsters Park with vanilla, everybody.
Barrel Aged Molly Park with vanilla?
Monsters.
Monsters Park.
This is our famed barrel-aged Imperial Stout that we release every year. This version with just heaps and heaps of vanilla, huge, just, you know, you get the kind of the over-the-top creaminess of the vanilla.
So many heaps.
That is just tons of heaps. Over-the-top creaminess. Heaps.
Yeah. It's like a chocolate bourbon marshmallow.
At least 4 to 5 heaps.
4 to 5 heaps.
4 to 5? That's pretty generous heaps. With your heaps
four
now.
4 to 5.
Over 10, Justin would know, actually. He applied the heaps himself.
Justin, how many heaps were there?
There's over 10. Over 10.
Over 10 heaps?
Do you know like how many pounds of vanilla?
There is quite a lot of pounds of vanilla.
An irresponsible amount. This ain't cheap. Vanilla is super expensive.
People told us to stop, but we would not listen.
No, there's no reason.
Justin was like, I don't pay for this.
There
was like, whatever, vape church.
All I know is there was X amount of cans sitting here, and he goes, that's $50 worth of beer right there. Yeah. And it was.
This is why I'm glad that people confuse you for me.
It's the glasses, right?
Oh. Dude, this is one of the best things ever. This is like a s'more dipped in...
Oh, I thought you were talking about hanging out with us.
Of course I am.
I'm like a s'more dipped in what?
Brad, you're a s'more dipped in vanilla wafers and rolled in chocolate sauce.
Yes.
Wait, no, the other way around.
Whoa. So I noticed this beer came in a can. Usually your Monster Park comes in a bottle.
Yeah, we've been shifting a lot of our production to cans. I mean, we've seen kind of just as a whole, like a lot of 22-ounce and stuff kind of just fading out a bit with 12-ounce cans, smaller amount of... Shut up, Ken. Talk about the whole. Talk about... Yeah. But in general, though, like you can get a smaller amount of liquid, Ken.
No, you okay? No,
all right, good.
Not going there.
Perfect. So... but at the same time, like it's a better vessel in every respect. It's recyclable. It's airtight. It's the perfect vessel for your beer.
Airtight.
And this beer is 14.2%. So 12 ounces. Like you maybe don't want to take down a whole 22-ounce bottle.
No.
You maybe don't want to take down 12 ounces.
I was going to say, and even at that, this is a sharing beer. I think we have one can spread between four of us. So.
Who's going to shotgun this right now? Who's going to do it?
I'll do it.
You know what? My sales department would have done it. They've been drinking since about 11 o'clock, and I still believe they're back there pouring Bloody Marys now.
So
there's Bloody Marys.
What am I doing here? Yeah. I'm out.
Should we take the party to the kitchen? All right. We're going to take the party to the kitchen. We'll end with this one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.